News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Solid Conservative. Just plain right here at 4:24 p.m. on a Friday afternoon, March the 18th. Man, it is Fri-yay. Some of y'all have probably already got the keys in your hands, like you're like sitting on go. All right, just keep in mind there may be a few more minutes of work left to do. Hey, we're gonna move to number three on the Triple Dipper to close out the show today. I call this segment "The Day Women's Sports Died." All right, I'm gonna intro it here in the next few minutes before we get to the bottom of the hour news break. But I gotta tell you, this one is a wild story. You know, how many times were we beat up with science? You know, you've got to follow the science, you know, on when it comes to COVID. But it's okay to deny biological science. If someone identifies as other than what they were born, male to female, female to male, they can now go out in society and pretend that it doesn't matter. Now, I by the way, this whole notion that by merely talking about this, it registers someone as homophobic. Go ahead and just, if that's your immediate response to this, then you're an idiot. Don't try debate until you learn how to debate. All right, it is not homophobic to question a policy that seems to deny biological science. That being said, we're looking at a situation right now. Have you seen it? Townhall.com is one of the many sources right now blowing up this story about the fact that Leah Thomas, who was known as Will Thomas for all of his life, is now a her life. Leah Thomas just won the NCAA Division I title in women's swimming in the 500-yard freestyle. Robbing, by the way, another swimmer, Emma Wyant, she was an Olympic silver medalist, and he beat her by like 12 seconds. Now, what does that tell you? If an Olympic silver medalist who is still in prime Division I competition strength cannot compete against a man who claims to be a woman, then you already recognize that in the razor-thin margins that usually accompany Division I athletics, that something is wrong. All right, so this past Thursday night, Leah Thomas, a biological male who competes on the women's swimming team at the University of Pennsylvania, this is on townhall.com, was lauded by the mainstream media for winning an NCAA Division I title after finishing first in the women's 500-yard freestyle event on Thursday evening that took place in Atlanta. She finished the race in 4 minutes, 33 seconds. She got positive coverage from ESPN, from the New York Times, from CNN, all of it. But there are a lot of people who wish there had been some more discussion about Emma Wyant, who was a freshman at the University of Virginia, who had won a silver medal in the 400 at Tokyo, who was beaten by Leah Thomas. All right, when men pretend that they're women to compete, I don't care whether you believe you are or not. You're not. You are born with a certain biology, and that certain biology involves a level of musculature or bone structure or other things that typically accompany the male versus the female. And regardless of how strong a woman is, the strongest man is still able to do or lift more or to do more than the strongest woman very often. It's a natural course of event. That is not, by the way, some type of a discriminatory statement. It's a natural fact. I speak fact literally from the basis of biological science. But it's now okay in the eyes of woke world and those who won't speak up to say, let's go ahead and destroy women's sports. Let's go ahead and pretend that if you throw a man into women's competition, that it won't upset the apple cart. Well, I got news, it does. In a minute, when we come back from the next break, I'm going to be playing for you an audio clip of a woman who felt like she had to maintain anonymity while she did. But she's the mother of a Division I swimmer who had to compete against Leah Thomas, who is heartbroken over all the years her daughter sacrificed to get a scholarship to swim D1 and is now finding out that everything she worked for won't matter anymore because someone who is really a man can now swim in women's sports. This is the upside-down aspect of leftism. This is where they tell you what is right is really wrong and what is wrong is really right. And if you disagree with them, they want to cancel you. Well, bring on the argument and tell me why I'm wrong, because biologically speaking, Leah Thomas is a man. Bone structure, muscle, all of it. And is pretending now that the excitement at winning women's titles and beating women's long-held competitive records means something. Well, I got news. Leah Thomas will always have an asterisk by Leah Thomas's name. Meanwhile, get men out of women's sports. We're gonna unpack this some more when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Hey, got to tell you real quick, Right Side Radio, one of our team members is Just Love Coffee Cafe. And if you may have heard their ads playing, this weekend is a great time to go over there. Travis just texted me and wanted me to make sure y'all knew a couple things. First of all, Just Love Coffee Cafe has two locations, obviously. One in Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Well, they are constantly doing things for the community. They do stuff that benefits others. And I love that about this organization, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Well, Girl Scouts are going to be at the Huntsville location on Memorial Parkway tomorrow from 8 to noon selling Girl Scout cookies. So they are not just promoting their great food and their great coffees. They're also letting Girl Scouts come set up shop and sell those Girl Scout cookies. Thin mints, frozen thin mints. That's my favorite. Hey, Travis wanted me to also let you know, too, that with spring break being what it is, they're going to be short-staffed this weekend, so they'll be closing both locations at 2. So if you're looking for breakfast, that's the thing. Get you some Saturday morning fare. But do understand they'll be closing at 2 o'clock this weekend just because of a temporary staffing shortage with spring break. All right, I got a caller who held on during the break, and I certainly appreciate that. We are in number 3 of the Triple Dipper, the day women's sports died. Chris from Lauderdale's on the line. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? I appreciate your time on the radio.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
I agree with you 100% on this, but what you never hear about is his record swimming as a man. How did he do competing against men? And what is he dating? Is he dating women and saying he's a lesbian now? I mean, there's a whole bunch of questions that are bad about this. But if these people that think they're the opposite sex of what they were born want to compete in sports, maybe they should set something up like the Paralympics, where the men who think they're women can compete against other men who think they're women, and vice versa for the women who think they're men. That would resolve the issue.
That would resolve the issue. In fact, it's funny you say that, because I've got an article that if I can get through my materials on it, I will. But it's actually from the ACLU, which gives the liberal perspective on this. And they say that's not necessary. I mean, they say that's absolutely not what you should do, because there's no way you can say that women who think they're men and men who think they're women can't compete with what they want to be. And it's just it's absolutely biologically a fallacy. But, yeah, and by the way, Chris, I don't think he was that great a swimmer. Now, he was a Division I swimmer, so that's big, but he was mediocre in Division I, if you know what I mean.
So, okay, he looks at himself, and he's willing to sacrifice his dignity and say he's a woman to compete at a level where he can set records?
I guess.
That's his mentality. I don't know.
I don't know either. The whole thing is just messed up. But, yeah. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, man. Stay tuned. You might want to hear the clip that I'm about to play. Copper Clip 5, are you still good with that? Good. Thank you so much. All right, this one lasts right at about 2 minutes. Well, about 2.5 minutes. I couldn't find a place to cut it off because it was so good. And really, this is a section of a larger, roughly 8-minute video. If I'm going from memory here, but I think that's right. But that to say, what you're about to hear is a portion of a video put out by the Daily Wire of a mom of a Division I swimmer who had to already compete against Leah Thomas, who is heartbroken over what's happening to women's sports, especially these younger ladies who have spent their lives, literally, spent their lives. You don't wake up one morning and suddenly become a D1 swimmer. You have worked and sacrificed to get to that point, only to get there and find out that the deck has been stacked in such a way that it doesn't matter how much you worked. Copper, clip five. Let's go ahead and play it.
Of course this isn't right. They thought that the universities would recognize that there was a problem and that they shouldn't have to be competing against a male, a full-grown male, in order to win races or have opportunities. As the year went on, it became clear that they weren't going to change anything. When their news started asking questions, the schools in each case across the Ivy League pulled their swimmers aside and said, "You're not allowed to talk about this." And they're frightened. They're frightened of losing friends. They're frightened of being kicked off their teams. They're frightened of being told by their universities that they're transphobic and hateful. I don't want my daughter to have any repercussions based upon my desire to speak out for sex-based rights and representation for women. She deserves to have a college experience unmarred by this issue, and she deserves to have the time and ability to process what's going on with her in her own way. I feel terrible for the girls that are, sorry. It's really hard to see a young woman who's worked since she was 5 or 7 years old and maybe doesn't have the talent and the strength of an Olympian, but has sacrificed their spring breaks, their Christmas vacations, their entire summers, their 5 a.m. mornings to become the best that they can be, and has qualified to swim in college on a national level team, and then is told, sorry, you don't make the team, you can't participate on the relay because a man's decided they deserve that place more. So you must step aside. 2 generations ago, women just did not have the opportunity.
Folks, listen, the law is supposed to already be in their favor, in favor of women's sports. The law of the United States under Title IX, federal law, is supposed to be prohibiting anything that would diminish the ability of women to have an athletic opportunity, among other things. Title IX did that. It was enacted years ago. And right now, I'll be honest with you, a story I've got right here off of National Review, the title of it says a lot. Transgender inclusiveness is an affront to the fairness of sports. Yes. Yes, it is. I mean, what we're seeing right now is you've got a front row seat to basically the denial of biology for the fantasy of transgender equality in sports. There's no such thing as transgender equality in sports. Because if you're a woman who claims you're a man, you'll get beaten every day if you're trying to compete in most sports that that men typically dominate. If you are a man who believes that you're a woman, you're going to go in there with an unfair advantage over people who are biological women. It's just the way it is. I'm not making this up. It's common sense, much less science. And in a study that was published by the British Journal of Sports Medicine in 2020. It found that even after they suppressed testosterone for 2 years, a year longer than what the NCAA and the International Olympic Committee require, that transgender women, which is, you know, men believing that they're women, still run 12% faster on the average than biological females. 12%. Now, 12% may not seem like a lot, but in the world of elite athletes, folks, that's a lot. Well, Title IX transformed women's sports. Pull this information off of history.com. Just a summary. It basically put in certain amendments to the law in 1972. Title IX is famous for its impact on expanding opportunities for women and girls in sports. Back in 1972, according to what I'm looking at, there were just 300,000 women and girls roughly playing college and high school sports in the U.S. Female athletes only got 2% of college athletic budgets. Athletic scholarships for women were virtually non-existent. But by 2012, because of the passage of Title IX, the number of girls participating in high school sports nationwide had risen tenfold to more than 3 million. More than 190,000 women were competing in intercollegiate sports. What it basically means is a level playing field. You cannot have unequal facilities. You cannot have an unequal level of scholarship capabilities. Title IX is not the panacea for everything, but what it did do was create a level playing field. And it had kind of a if you build it, they will come situation where Title IX went in place and suddenly young ladies felt like they could compete. And now what we're finding is that the NCAA, according to SportsIllustrated.com, the NCAA just in January of this year updated its policy. It's going to allow every sport to go ahead and basically, you know, you could set your own standards, but you have to include transgenders. So transgender athletic participation will now be determined by the national governing body of whatever that political particular sport is. Basically, the NCAA passed the buck. They didn't want to deal with it, so they deferred out. So now you're going to have a patchwork quilt of what it takes to compete in different sports. You can be in softball wanting to play in baseball, and you're going to wind up having a different standard than if you're a swimmer, than if you're a golfer, or whatever the case may be. Copper, you on the board a minute ago. What were you saying there a minute ago when you typed a message to me on the board?
Yeah, this whole issue just makes me mad. And I think it's based on the idea that the person's rights that matter the most are the one who's had the least say in recent times. So, oh, well, you know, transgender people haven't been the priority in the past. They haven't had their say. Women have had their say, so they're not important right now. You have to make way for the transgender to get what they want. And that's just completely illogical. I don't want my rights to be based off of some intangible cultural weighing of who is the most oppressed at the moment and therefore who actually gets to have a say.
Good Lord, that was a cogent analysis on your part. That's solid, though. You're right. And you're right. It's like the flavor of the week gets the most say. You're right. Wow, Copper. Yeah, good points. Well, I'll tell you what. The ACLU, wow, the ACLU, I pulled a story off of their website, ACLU.org, 4 myths about trans athletes that are debunked in their opinion. Debunked. We debunk them. Why? Because they say so. Things like, including trans athletes will benefit everyone. It's a myth that trans athletes hurt cis women. First of all, cis women is just women. All right, listen, Copper, move us to a break. Tell the caller who's calling in right now to hang on during the break, if they will. I'll get it as soon as we get back. This is big doings, folks, and the fact that Leah Thomas is now considered to be the NCAA D1 champion in the 500 meters is, to me, part of the end of women's sports as we know it. Ugh, awful. I don't go for it. I don't go for it all. And I don't care what somebody says about me on Twitter now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, folks, by the way, if you are looking at needing some servicing or maintenance or repair done for your HVAC systems, I want to tell you, one of our team members is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air, literally a locally owned, veteran-owned business that serves Madison, Huntsville, all the surrounding areas. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they've got you covered. Gas or electric systems, doesn't matter, and they're open 6 days a week. If you get home tonight and your air's not working, you can call Vandy's. They can come out on Saturday. And when they get there, they're going to give you a free estimate. They're not going to upsell you on stuff. They're going to give you a free estimate of what they think it's going to take before they do any work. Now, they got a special running right now, too, by the way. They let me know that what they'd like to convey to y'all is they're doing a special for spring as you get close to the winter or the warm weather months. I'm sorry, that you may want to get your system serviced. It's usually a good idea. $69 per unit to service your systems. And if anything goes wrong with them for the year after that, a whole year, they'll give you 10% off the cost of any repairs. That's big doings right there. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Please check them out. 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard about it here on Right Side Radio. Well, the ACLU is showing itself to be even more liberal than usual. They've got a piece here that I pulled that was from last year, but it's called Four Myths About Trans Athletes Debunked. Well, no, not really. Here's myth number one. Sex is binary, apparent at birth, and identifiable through singular biological characteristics. They say the fact is that trans girls are girls. What? That just because they say so, I guess. Girls who are trans are told repeatedly they're not real girls, and boys who are trans are told they're not real boys, they say. None of these statements are true. Okay, there you go. There's debate for you. Myth number two, trans athletes' physiological characteristics provide an unfair advantage over cis athletes. Their fact is that trans athletes do not have an unfair advantage. You can see where we're going here, right? Like, basically, they just don't want to hear it. I'm just telling you right now, ACLU, wow. But Title IX is there for a reason. Copper, you good on clip four? Clip four is the early part, the intro, if you will, to that audio-video clip that I had a while ago of the mother. Just listen to the intro to this video, which you can find on Daily Wire. Go ahead and play it, Copper.
If nothing changes, women will not hold the records. They will not have an even chance to receive the accolades. They will not have equal opportunity. If we don't protect female-only athletics, we will remove opportunities for women to participate in sports. Period.
That's it. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's bizarro world. It is bizarro world. It is what is up is now down, and what is down is now up. What was right is now wrong, and what's wrong is now right. That's what they want you to believe. I know you don't believe it, but you know what? It's okay to say it. It's okay to say, you know what? No, that is not the way things are. Just because you were born a biological man doesn't mean you get to claim to be a woman and compete against my daughter in sports. And by the way, how many times are you seeing biological women who now claim to be a man competing against men? You don't. And I'll just be honest with you. This is bizarro world. This is the left getting its way because it screamed loud enough. And I'm just going to tell you, we've got to take a stand on stuff like this. And pretty soon, someone's going to have to look at the NCAA and say, straighten up your act. All right, folks, what a show. What a show. What a week. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. And glad to be with you for another week gone by. Have a great weekend. Copper and I back here again Monday at 2. In the meantime, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend.